four times love and serve with Elizabeth Rose on.
We'll start it all over. There we go.
This is your time to laugh, love, and learn with Elizabeth Rose on Our World. You never know what they will be talking about, and if it affects your world, it affects our world. So let's talk about it. You may call in at 602-910-4492. Our world.
All right,
can
guys, we're good to go.
Mondays, Wednesdays,
they can't
and
hear
Fridays,
us, by the way, John.
5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and Saturdays, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Join us now as we connect with Elizabeth Rose on Our World to laugh, love, and learn.
This is a production of the VTalk Radio Network.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is Saturday. Zin's welcoming everybody, too. She's barking. So we want to say hello, 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 and let's have fun, guys. This is what we do. How is everybody? Let's look around the chat room here and see talk. We've got Jeff and Amy. Jeff and Amy were on before me. I want to tell you guys, they do a wonderful, wonderful show. Absolutely wonderful show. There's Bob. Hello, Bob. And, of course, there's Sister Jinx, and we all know Tracy. She's my co-host for Dear Emmy. We've got Karma Prism. And, Karma, I'm so glad that you're over here with us, honey. Hi, Cookie. Big hugs. Karen's Dream. Hi, hon. Nice to have you here. And let's see. Guess what? My guest today is John Almada. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Broadcasting out of my studio. I'm usually on Blog Talk, and you and I interact quite a bit there. But, yeah, it's good to be here. And I just was telling everybody it was kind of weird to be here in actual daylight doing a show. I can see things. It's sort of strange. I usually broadcast at night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's kind of weird for him. He's actually, we're going to simulcast this to do two different, he's got it going on to his show on Blog Talk at the same time. And we're actually here with, you know, of course, in Z-Talk. And we're not been in Pal Talk all week, and I don't know when we'll get back to Pal Talk and do that, but we're going to try to do it at some point or another. And I'm going to at least put that up so that everybody knows that we're all over here. John is actually the owner of GRI Paranormal, that's Ghost Riders Investigators, right? Is that right? Investigations?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And he also has, you know, it's headquartered out of Chino Springs.
California.
Yeah, in California. And also now has a chapter that Karen's Dream is in the Z-Talk room, is heading out here in Phoenix. So you're expanding.
Yeah, it seems to just be taking off. You know, I started this back in right around 2006. I did a solo, my first investigation solo by myself at the Gold Hill Hotel in Virginia City. And it was it's one of the oldest hotels in the West. And I, you know, I didn't know what the heck I was doing, but it was the beginning of something that just took off like crazy. 2007, I started doing more of this kind of thing on my own. And by the end of 07, I just came up with the name Ghost Rider Investigations because I had been doing all this work. And I had a long history with my grandfather, of all people. Always played acoustic guitar and played the Ghost Rider song, and I always loved that. So that's where the name came from. In case anybody wants to know, it, you know, I'm not a ghost.
I love the song, and I whenever I see think about Ghost Riders, I think about you know, the movie with shoot, what was his name?
Oh, Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and that was kind of fortuitous. It came out right around in that same time frame. You know, I'm sure it probably helped stimulate my thinking, but it was really cool. I just liked the name, and there was one other paranormal group, I think it's sort of defunct, maybe out of Georgia, that has similar name to ours, but, you know, we've really just gone crazy since we got started. And
there was also the oh, heck, back even earlier than that, older movie, that did that with the flight, you know, where they one of the guys was named Ghost Rider.
Yeah, yeah. There's just there's a huge body of history with the Ghost Rider music and
And I can't for the life of me bring it out of my head right now. I don't know where it rung in and rung out. You know, I do that.
Yeah, Ghost Rider music. It's funny. Kathy will bring me Kathy Bradshaw on Kathy's Distant Echoes on Blog Talk. Will bring and she'll have a different one every time. And I just am amazed at how many different versions of it are out there. But that's our team song, and we definitely play that. Sometimes when I get in the Mustang, I have a 05 Mustang. It's our team vehicle, and we go out.
Right.
Yeah, it's good to go out in style with a red Mustang, you know.
There you go. Well, I've had a lot of red cars in my time too, so I just don't have a red one right now, but that's okay. Top Gun, that's the one I was thinking of, Bob. I knew you'd think of it in the chat.
Yeah. I'm a frustrated armchair fighter pilot. I wanted to join the United States Navy when I was a lot younger than I am now. And unfortunately I had a minor little problem in my heart and extra beat there that they didn't like, and you can't be a fighter pilot and have little things like that. And the other problem was I had a small defect in my right eye and my vision, and they just weren't going to let me anywhere near a jet. So I did the next best thing and went into the defense business and
rocketry, didn't you?
Is my mind. I'm a computer scientist out there, and I've had just a great career. It's been 25 years, and I've done a lot of different things that are real interesting, but and I grew up around all the people that were big time.
Your father got big to do scientists and done very, very well.
Yeah, he did a lot of work on Apollo. I grew up around all the people that were thinking up the propulsion systems and electrical engineering and escape systems, and my dad did a lot of chemical engineering and propellant designs and things like that. So I came from that side of the family. It was all real rational, very very grounded people. And then on my mom's side were all the Scottish Highlanders and touchy-feely, earthy people who were also, by the way, psychic. And
yep.
I had mediums.
So you got the best of both worlds, don't you?
I grew up very confused, but I found that doing the paranormal investigation demands the best from both sides, and it really does work for me. But I am the psychic medium. I do that. And I can separate the work I do, because I'm still working. And
right.
Hopefully retire early. If they give me a golden parachute, I'll do some paranormal work full time. But the side of it is doing this work. And I do on-air EVP, electronic voice phenomena, bringing people's loved ones through on-air on our Blog Talk show. And it's just taken off like crazy.
Now you've done a couple for me.
Yep, done a couple for you, and it's funny. It just is snowballed, and I get surprised every time we do it. You never know what's going to happen. Some nights it's funnier and a crutch, and other nights it's like, wow, that was deep, man.
Yeah, sometimes it just blows you away because I come listen to all your shows that I can, because usually I'm at work when your shows are going on, and that may end up changing here pretty soon because they're really making a lot of changes this last week at work. And I'm not sure I'm going to be able to even get on the internet, but we'll see what happens. But so long as I can, I'll be there. Because, I learn from hearing them, too. You know that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like, by even listening to what you do and how you listen to what they're saying, it really, it teaches me a whole lot. So I like doing that, too.
Well, that's the thing is I've found just in the dealings I've had with learning about the paranormal community, and there's a lot of different groups with different viewpoints out there, and you do hear about some of the bad stuff out there, and I'm pretty happy to report that's not the norm. Most groups like to help each other and are pretty open with each other. We might be a little cagey on our cases we're working at the moment, but that's just good policy when you're doing investigation work and things like that. But the sharing is really an integral component of what you need to be doing with other teams around you.
And I totally agree with that. I know Bob, who's one of the moderators here at C-Talk, here that's here in the show right now with us in the chat room. You I guess I could have had you come in there if that way you could have seen it, but you're doing already so many other things. So, but anyway, he's going out on an investigation tonight. His wife is an author. They've both been on my shows as guests. Extraordinary people. I love both Candace and him. And Bob's going on an investigation tonight, and he's looking forward to it because of it not only being the full moon, but the eclipse and all this other stuff that's been going on a week, and he's thinking he's going to get some good stuff.
Yeah, there is something called paranormal weather, and the ability to take a look at the influx of solar activity, the phases of the moon are important. New moon and full moon seem to be pretty good times to investigate. I've actually found new moons seem to be slightly better.
I think they're probably better, yeah.
It's just something about the new moon seemed to bring it out a little more. But, there's the... if there's been an earthquake or any unusual storm activity, if you have a lot of electrical energy, lightning storms, tornadoes in the air, hurricanes, anywhere there's a lot of energy being pumped into a local environment, it seems to simulate the paranormal activity. So the old notion of, the dark and stormy night is actually, with regard to hauntings and things like that, is actually quite true. A lot of people poke fun at these old stories and old myths and things like that, but those folks that came before us were not dumb. Deserve things, and they wrote about these things. And it's just not. I just never liked the fun out of it because it's just so often they turn out to be right.
They're going to be at the Cowtown Old West Museum, and I believe that's probably in Kansas City area somewhere, if I'm not mistaken.
That's where a lot of my family hailed from, is out in Kansas on my mom's side. Mediums all hung out. I had multiple mediums on that side of the family, and they all worked around the middle part of Kansas. I can't remember the name of the city they were in, but it's definitely been a long line of them coming through my family, and my mother wasn't surprised when I started blatting out things I couldn't possibly know. So.
I'm sure your mom is not, because I've even felt your mom's energy, and I think she's got fantastic energy. I have felt her energy just from the phone conversation that you and I had. It's Wichita, Kansas. That's where he was at. That's where this cow town is.
Yeah, my mother is the one who sees what's happening when people are in trouble. She can just pick up the keys and say, "Okay, we're going." And more than once we found my father, stuck on the side of the road or out of gas, and he's going, "How'd you know?" And she just, he thinks it's all BS, and I won't say that, the full thing, but he always says that quite a bit. I've got some treasured video of him calling everything I'm doing below me, but he likes it when he's the beneficiary of these abilities, so he doesn't complain too much when he's getting rescued. But
you've got to understand something, he has scientific mind, and the logic is totally different than what your mama's is. To begin with. She doesn't have to have logic, but he wants logic in everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being in the position I am of this, not only that, I'm left-handed, so I'm in my right mind all the time, which is the creative portion, and it actually plays well with the, I think the two sides play well together,
I think they do too.
And the paranormally aware side. And it seems to have worked out really well. It just took some guts to finally come out. And my management knows it now. It's like they look at me a little askance sometimes and go, "How'd you know stuff like that?" And I just go, "Well, I won't say
that,
but, we just go on."
Well, I can tell you that where I work at too. So my work, it took me a while to tell the doctors that by the way, I hear voices too. It's like because And I know stuff, I hear stuff, because it was like, they actually petition people daily, minute by minute, for hearing voices and doing stuff. And then, so you have to be careful. I just thought, can I tell them I do this? And then, I know this. But actually, one of my, the psychologist there actually has I've done a session with him as a medium, so worked out really well.
It's funny because I'm occasionally, not all the time, clairaudient, and I will hear things like that. Now, for a while, I was really worried because my grandfather did the criminal neuropsychiatry. He was a famous neurosurgeon, and he went into when he had some problems with his health, and he had to go out of regular brain surgery and neurological surgeries. And he went into, he got very interested in, you know, the criminal mind and criminal intellect, and he testified a lot, as well as worked in, mental hospitals. You know, he was director of DeWitt Mental Hospital for the state of California for quite a few years. And
well, I don't know if you know Annette Martin. She's out of California, too. Do you know her?
I know the name.
She says that the scientific community and the paranormal, the metaphysical, is really going to come closer together. And she says that I'm going to do something with that. So I'm real excited. I feel it. I know. There's going to be something. We're going to break through that. That's got to be all this or that, you know. But we're going to come together in a lot of ways.
I think it's already happening. This is funny because I've always suspected that, my grandfather, even though most of my dad's side are not all that gifted, I never got to really know him, but I've actually done work with him through my ITC, EVP communications, and actually he's like really fascinated with what I'm doing, and it was really encouraging and came through in the private readings I did. And
yeah.
It's just amazing to see that, the attitudes, and there's an awful lot more of it in the psychological and psychiatry, that kind of thing. Those particular fields are more embracing of it than people would think. Dr. Judith Orloff, I think, is one of those. She wrote some interesting books on the subject, and it turned out her mother, who had discouraged her so much with all of this, turned out to be doing the same thing she was discouraging her daughter from doing. And, if you read some of those books, you'll get a real introduction to the last 20, 30 years of this. But it's just, it's funny. The wartime professions, especially U.S. Navy, where you're depending on so many of the captains and people doing, major ships, major commands, things like that, and probably all of them, the military branches, generally have a gut feel for things. And
they use a lot more of the paranormal and the metaphysical than we know of.
It's just that, if you
they can't put it out
the way, you'll drive them away. But really, when you look, push comes to shove, they're using the same intuitive tools that, the conventional medium psychics would be using. And so if you just can get past the language, you can have some pretty productive conversations.
You sure can. I've got a question from the chat room, too, John. Comes from Bob again.
Okay.
Said, ask him what he thinks of the para TV shows, please. I hope the fad ends soon.
I have a long track record of publicly thanking TAPS for what they've done. And I'll just start with that, because before that, there were a lot of canned TV shows that were just that treated the paranormal with a ooh-wah-ooh kind of a thing, and didn't really get into the meat and potatoes, real aspects of how you investigate, what you do to get these things worked with, and how you can do it for yourself. TAPS is, in my book, they're probably at the end of their run. And, they're probably going to go into spin-offs and do some different things that they want to do, and more power to them. And I've worked with them. I've actually hunted with a few of the, different team members there. And they've all been real nice, real easy to deal with. I've seen some of the other shows that have come on that tried to kind of almost copy that or same format or slightly went off in different directions. And
yeah.
A lot of them are pretty good, some of them, obviously didn't stand the test of time and have been canceled. And I look at the fad, and to me, I think it's going to settle down to a genre that's going to be around a while. Obviously there's this huge pent up demand to understand the paranormal and how it reflects not only in what you see on TV, but in your own life, because all of us have something past. All of us. 75% of us believe in ghosts and in spirits, and I've got personal experience. I've seen this stuff repeatedly. So, I really look at the paranormal television and even the radio formats that you see on blog and out here on this network, Z-Talk, they're going to be around a while. But it's what's going to happen is it'll tone down. It's going to mute down a bit. And I'd say in the next 5 years you'll see probably half to three quarters of the media that's out there will probably have moved on to something else, and that'll be the people who are seriously investigating and seriously working this subject you know, to go on. And that's great. You know, I just think, but, you know, it's really easy to level. The thing I find it's, that I've found, it's just from doing radio, you know, and I have a family history also in radio. My grandfather, the surgeon, also owned radio stations. And I've learned a lot in the last year from doing the broadcast work, how hard it is to do broadcast of any sort. And in the paranormal realm, it's even, you know, doubly so because of the expectations and the things that you don't know what you're going to run into when you go in these cases. So anybody that does this, my hat's off to them, even if it turns out to be maybe not the best effort, you know, and the show doesn't last, I still tip my hat to them because, you know, it takes guts to get out there.
You know, John, we've got a caller.
Yeah.
Hi, caller.
Hi.
Tell everybody who you are, honey, and where you're calling from.
This is Cookie, and I'm calling from Missouri.
And she's the young lady who wants that EVP.
Is this the one that, because I was told about this prior to the show, I was told that I think you actually came up in one of my EVP readings.
One that you did for me, in fact.
Okay.
It was when we were doing a DVD, and it came up that Cookie knows.
Yeah, I remember that. And I'll tell you something. It's funny because when I do this work as a medium, I'm literally operating recording equipment, and I have a long background with magnetic recording systems and, you know, data recorders. You know, I started off doing that when I got into my defense work, so I had to be schooled in theory and all that kind of thing. And so half of it is the science, and the other half is, you know, you're climbing into this other realm, and you're literally walking between two worlds when you do this work. So I often don't remember remember readings even two or three days after I did them. People come talk to me, and you remember that reading you did? I'm like, huh? It's like, and it literally, it's because you're operating in a different part of the brain. But I do remember that. It did stick in my memory, the Cookie thing. But
it is with me. What happens is, like, when I do my meditations on the air, and I do them once a month. I've got one coming up the 30th, and I channel spirit for each person that's in the chat room when I do. And I can literally do the whole 45-minute to an hour meditation and, you know, give it messages that come through, you know, for everybody. And then turn around and 2 minutes after, 5 minutes after, take a drink of water, get settled back down and let everybody get awake. I have no clue what I said.
Yeah, you're literally operating a whole different part of your brain, and it seems to interfere with short-term memory.
I have no idea what I had said, and I just have to tell them, you know, I don't know what I said. So.
Yeah, and you know what I do is, what we do here is I record everything. You know, number one, it goes onto the show archives, you know, on my BTR show.
Right.
And actually, I'm recording that right now because we're doing dual broadcasts. By the way, I'll just take a moment for the BTR listeners out there. I only am broadcasting this as a courtesy. I don't have a chat room running on my end. Everything is being done on the ZTalk link that I put on my show page. So if you want to just jump over there, you can be part of the chat there.
We've got quite a few here, so, you know, we're looking forward to having them over here if they want to come over.
Yeah, come on over. I just wanted to kind of make it so everybody saw it and went, oh, that show's running. And then I had this all pre-planned. See, it's going to grab them to you. Anyway, so now, Cookie, what brings you, you want to do a reading then, because I'm all set up for this. I was aware you were coming, and I've got everything set, and we'll be writing everything down, and I'll even afterwards we'll give you a transcript, and if you give me your email, I'll send you the original MP3 from the recording.
Okay,
so just get that to, you know, get that to us later after, but now you are aware of the process. You've heard what we did before, right? You know, where we...
Yes.
Okay, now the way for the audience, the folks who've never heard this before, I do this form of bridging where we bring folks from the other side through, and I use an FM radio that is tuned to a very specific frequency. And basically it brings through the right amount of static, and I've got it tied into a mixer board in the studio and recording software all set to go. We generally, the format is I do a 5-count. First I do a check recording, make sure audio is good. Then we do a 5-count. Then I ask you, Cookie, to say your first question. We try to not have it run on. So just do a short first question. Maybe if you have it written down or you just know what you're going to say, keep it short and succinct. Then get as quiet as you can be. And when I say after about 15, 20, sometimes 25 seconds, when I feel the time is right, I pipe up my audio and I say next. And you just do your second question. And if you have a third question, we'll go into that. So you have everything ready you want to do?
Okay, you can ask just any questions.
Any question. You have someone in mind, I mean, you're going to communicate with?
Yeah, my grandfather.
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is fire up and we use a shielded FM radio. That way I get no transient audio from any remote radio stations. And I'm going to go ahead and hold this up. Okay, and let's do a five count. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I hear you. Okay.
I don't think it was in, was it?
What's that?
I don't think it was in.
That was my dog.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to have to, if we can get the dog quiet, is this not going to work if we did?
No, because it's going to pick up everything. From,
yeah, it's
going to
pick up everything, and I'll be really struggling. So, and since we're doing dual broadcast, let me think how this is going to work.
Can you take the dog outside, Cookie?
Yeah, I might have to.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and keep talking.
Yeah, that's
everybody who's still listening to my dog bark.
Ah, yeah, well, he's now internationally known. Remember that.
All right. And
we're making them famous as they go, you know, they have no clue.
It's Animal Psychics Night here at Z-Talk Radio and Blog Talk.
Well, actually, you know, my cat. Seriously, with the cat, because I know that you've talked, we've talked about this before, John. My cat knows when there's a spirit in my house.
Oh, yeah. I got the same.
Right away. And you know, Zen, as I told you, has the same birthday that he does. And she's just a baby yet. You know, she's still learning. But I can tell you, she will come over and get real close to me and look up at the ceiling and just stare.
That's
and
right.
I know that she knows.
Okay.
And I can feel them, and I know them. But you see what I'm saying? So it's not a common thing.
We
joke about them being psychic, but they really, some of them are very, very intuitive and know things.
Yeah, well, my cat.
They are now outside.
Oh, okay. Good stuff.
Okay, so we're all set? Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to sit back down. It's yours, honey.
Okay. And what we'll do is, you know, Elizabeth, we'll have you turn mic down, and then, and you know, I got to have every last mic turned down except for just for the questioner. So here we go. I'm going to go ahead and start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. I'm going to stop because she didn't go.
I'm sorry, hang on.
Okay, Cookie.
You want me to go or?
Okay, I'm going to start again. I'll do a five count to get you going. So here we go.
Okay, you want me to just ask one question first?
Well, what I'll do is a five count. Have you do the short question, then you go silent as you can be. You know, and then I'll say next, and then you do your second question, and if you go up to a third question, we can accommodate that. And then I generally stop after three. And,
okay.
But just listen for me to say next, and then just get real quiet after you finish your questions. So, okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
How often are you here with me, Grampy?
Okay, next.
How many other spirits are here with me?
Okay, next.
And how long is my stress going to last for?
Okay, we're stopping at 110. Okay, now the way this works is I have to run some post-processing on this, and it's surprising. I evolved this all on my lonesome, figuring out the right combination of filters to run to bring these out. And we go through a series of audio compression filters and noise reductions. And what we find is that when we do this work, we get, these voices start coming out that it's just surprising what you pick up. So I'm just identifying the points where you be listening for these folks to come through, and I'm running the compressions. Now, what I like to do is you obviously had questions for your grandfather, and then you're talking about these spirits, and I just get the sense that if you're talking about spirits, are you having things happen around the house or in the place you're at?
Yes, I always have.
Okay. Is this like an older home or older establishment?
Yes, it is.
Is it on the order of, maybe 70, 80 years old, maybe a little more?
I believe so, yes. Parts, the land is, and some of the buildings on it are.
Okay. Are there people, like, buried nearby, or?
I don't know.
I just got that immediate sensation that somebody was actually buried on the property or very nearby it, or if there's like a cemetery nearby. Did people actually die on the property?
Yes, I believe there were some.
Okay, that sort of makes sense then. I'm running, I'm just going to go through and run the noise reductions. We go through about four passes of this, and I'm sorry, I wish I could speed this up, but it takes a little while, but the results are all terrific. And I tend to work with a group on the other side called Big Circle. Now, I'm not sure if they're going to show up here because they're usually used to me on a specific nights. And sometimes I just get whoever I get. This Big Circle helps me quite a bit. And for those of you who know a little bit about the American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena, that's kind of where Big Circle kind of got real famous. And I came to it not totally through them, although I'm a member of the association. It's this was through a whole different route that I came into it. And it's been surprising, to say the least. I had no plans to do this. If you had told me in January I'd be doing this, I would have looked at you funny. But it has really taken off. And I've just been surprised and gratified with my the relationship I have with Debbie Caruso and Joey and some of the others there in the Big Circle. And they are just great people. And I always tip my hat to Debbie. She passed right about January, I think it was January this year. And she passed. And it was just a sudden, unexpected thing. She had stage 4 cancer. And usually a spirit takes a long time to come back and, start working with people once they're ready to communicate. She jumped right into it. And it's obvious that her whole mission was to, that was what part of the thing was for her, that she was supposed to be doing this work. And I just get a kick out of her. I had actually conversed with her only once in life on a short email on CJEVP. A good friend of mine, Christine Griffith, runs that. And she's somebody I really look up to. And if you ever get a chance, go out and check out Christine's pages and her information there. And there's just, if you ever get into this work, there's just a lot of people there to help you, and high quality folks who really know what they're doing. I'm going to see how well we do here. This is looking like we might have sort of. And I'm going to clip that. Now, your grandfather, tell me a little bit about your grandfather while we're at it. What was he like?
He was a joking type person. He loved to joke. He was loving. Always there for me when I needed him.
Okay, now the third question.
He was a bigger guy.
Was he pretty, you say bigger, you know, physical stature?
Yes, as he got older, he got bigger.
Huh. Taller or just bigger?
Bigger.
Now, did he have like a stare that would just run your blood cold kind of thing if he really got kind of ticked at you? Did he stare you down and look kind of fierce?
Yeah, and he had a birthmark on his forehead that would get bright red.
Okay. Yeah, it just, people kind of knew when he was not happy. This is the feeling I get. Now, this is an interesting, usually I get a lot. Was he a man of few words?
Yes, most of the time.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. The EVPs I'm getting here are short bursts. Usually I get spirits who are so eager to talk, they'll just run right through. And this one is definitely not a talker. He thinks about what he's going to say. And he just says it and it's over with. Now, this is, and like the third question, it's really notable. I mean, he says what he says and it just runs off to the end. And I'm not sure I'm going to have much there, but we will try to make it work here. I am good at doing this. I've been working this a while, so let me see. Has he been passed more than 10 years?
I think it's been around 8 or 9 years now.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of figured it would be in that realm. It was just, this was not sudden. It was like,
no, it was cancer.
Yeah, I got cancer immediately. I didn't want to say it, but I was like going, yeah, it was like known that it was going to happen. He took it pretty well.
Yeah, he did. He knew for 4 years.
Yeah, but his attitude with it was, that's life, you know. He was just, yeah, so, you know, and people do, you know. And everybody else was like, what? You know,
That sounds like him.
Yeah, he understood the process of life. And, you know, that's the thing I get, is just this real strong and a lot of faith, you know, a lot of faith. Okay, I think we're going to go ahead and give this a try. Now, what I do is I generally play your question, and I may have to fine-tune this a little bit between things. But so I'm just going to play the first part, and then we'll just get right into the reading. Here we go. Kathy will kill me. Kathy Bradshaw, Kathy, if you're out there listening, I know I'm supposed to call it soul streaming, and I came up with the term because it's not a reading. It's actually I'm bringing them through, but it's still we call it the reading. Okay, here we go.
How often are you here with me?
I think I cut that one.
Grampy.
Yeah, there you go, Grampy. Okay, so what's typical in the first part is we get an utterance right off the bat, and it's generally answering that question, and it seems to be the case here. Here we go, 3 seconds to 5.5 seconds. His voice was unique. He had a distinctive voice, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he says, Grampy hears you. Grampy hears you is what that's in. And so I'll try to repeat the cadence for you. So here we go. Grampy hears you. Grampy hears you. Yeah, it sounds like Grampy. It's kind of a higher voice. Now, this section here from 5.5 to 8.5, about 8.5, is sort of blank, but I'm gonna try to ramp it up a little and see if there's something in there. And it's got the right channel bias, so I think I may have some help from Big Circle. Okay, 5.5 to 8.5. Let's see what we got. Okay, he's real soft-spoken, and that's so there is speaking between the major phrases. And what he's saying here, and I can't tell the name. I took two guesses on it, but it sounds like Bryson or Bryson or Brian. I mean, he's saying Brian, excuse me, this name, Bryson, Brian, Bryson, tell him I love him. Do you know what that would mean?
No.
Is there like a son or a brother or something like that that was still here, or was here, you know, here when he passed, that he wanted to get the message to? Obviously, this person's still alive. I think that's what he's trying to get through. There's a male figure contemporary to him who's still here, and he's saying, "Tell him I love him." And I don't know this name. I mean, it's just is he like Italian by any chance? Are you Italian? Or Mediterranean?
Yes, I do have Italian in me.
Okay. Did he ever use that sort of, did he ever use Italian, did he speak the language, or was that just something that, you know, was not did?
No, my grandfather wasn't Italian, but I got that from my father's side of the family.
Could it have been Braden he was saying, guys? Because she does have a son named Braden.
I have a nephew named Braden and a brother named Jason.
Yeah.
Would he have known Braden?
He didn't know Braden, but he knew my brother, Jason.
Jason, okay. Let me, because there's a component with this N in that. Let me play this back again and just see if that makes sense. Here we go. I'll go on repeat play. It sure could be Jason, because it's got that, there's an A and then there's an N. And in both names, you know, the Bryson and the Brian and Jason, it shares that common syntax. So I'm going to say that's probably him talking to Jason. That he's,
okay, then,
yeah.
Because I don't talk to my brother.
Well, he's wanting you to pass it on. So I'll leave that to you. let's see, here we go. Let me see what we got. Now, he goes into a major phrase, and it looks like he's got something big to say here. 8.5 to 11 seconds. Here we go. Someone that is there a term you use in your family, like ma'am or mammy or something like that?
What was that?
Like a ma'am or mammy or a pet name like that that's being used that would sound like that? Ma'am, something? Because he's real hard to decode when he starts using the personal names. That's the part I'm noticing with him.
No, the only thing I ever said was, other than my grandmother, I saw Grammy, and that's it.
Is Grandma still alive?
Yes, she is.
Okay, then that probably is who he's talking about, because he's saying, "Tell your ma'am, I know you miss me."
Probably Gram.
Yeah, and it probably is the Grams. So, but it's he's real. you know, for the, it looks like for the closer relationships, he's really putting the vocal effort in, you know, to really kick that. And that, you know, oh, I see what that is. That Skype is making those little noises. Where's that noise coming from? Anyway, but yeah, he is very vocal in that. Now, there's a section here from 11 to 12. I'm just going to boost it briefly to see if he had anything to say in between. It's another silent run there. You know, I'll take it up to about 8 dB and see what we got. Okay, there is a little speech there, so I'm going to just run a quick correction. And let's see what we got here. And then he goes into another major phrase, and he's just really, I don't usually see it like this. Usually they're just running right through, trying to pack it in, and this guy's like, I'll say what I'm going to say, and then I'll shut up. Here we go. 11 to 12, here we go. I love it, and I'm thinking that since I had to break it in the middle of a phrasing, I think he may be talking about where he's at, and that he loves, he's basically okay. Let's see, the next phrasing is pretty short, but very distinct, and it's going to be 12 to 14 seconds. Here we go. That's not hard to read at all. That's Class A all the way. Did he have a pet name for somebody called Sissy?
Poof.
Huh?
Poof.
Sissy?
Not that I know of. It's possible, though.
Did he have a pet name for you?
I had a lot of pet names.
Yeah, what would one be one that he would have called you?
God, it's been so long.
Because I think he's talking to you, son. This is a direct message to you. That's my instinct. And that's, he's calling you, that's my sissy. And
I felt too, John. I felt like it very strong. That's what he was doing.
This is so direct. It's the largest amplitude of all the communications. He's really appreciative that you're taking time to talk to him. And
I know they used to pick on me for being Italian. They used to call me a guinea sometimes.
Okay, what was that name?
A guinea.
Guinea? Okay, let's try playing it.
Yeah.
You try it. Let me see if that's what he's doing. Well, it could. I'm not hearing G, but I'm hearing what I think. It's either sissy or city.
And yeah, I think I don't hear the G either, but you know, could very well be.
Yeah, it's a
real. I mean, it's between that or Missy, because I knew I hate being called Missy.
Oh, hang on.
I'd be more apt to be Missy than it would have been the other one.
All right, let me try that again. Let me go.
Right now.
I'll play it three more times and see what we get. I'm going to go with Missy.
Yeah, I hear that a whole lot better. I don't hear. I know Tracy had typed in that this is my baby, but I don't hear that. I do hear Missy more than I do the baby.
Yeah, and it's most definitely a male speaking. I mean, this is there's no doubt about that. And he is the impression I get is there's this soft humor coming from this guy, and he just thinks this is the neatest thing. Like, you know, he just I get the feeling this was coming. He knew what was going to be happening, and he was just itching to get on. But a man of few words, itching to get on. But okay, I'm going to take it from 14 to 17 and a half, and I'm, he went real quiet again on me, but what I'm going to do is boost it, and then I'm going to run a little noise reduction and just see if he's got anything else he wanted to pop out at us, which so far he's been doing. He tends to, when he gets to the more serious emotions, he gets kind of quiet on us, and he's real low-key. And there we go. Okay, so I'm going to play it full through a couple of times to see what we have, and here we go. Okay, I'm going to have to break it up just to get it worked out. 13 and a half to 15 and a half. Here we go. Come talk with me. So he's wanting you to talk to him. And now let's take 15 and a half to 17 and a half. Here we go. Is he a beer drinker? Hello?
Hi. I don't know. Where'd she go?
Where'd she go?
Are you here, honey?
I'm right here.
Okay.
Was he a beer drinker?
Yes.
Is there a place called Sean's or some place that sounds like that nearby where he lived? Did he go down to like a...
Called... What was it called again?
Sounded like Sean's to me, or something like that, or a friend of his.
It could be. I know I have a cousin, Sean, but he was much younger.
Is Sean of drinking age now?
Yes, is now.
Okay, he's saying, come talk with me, two beers, Sean's tonight. And I don't know what the heck to think of that, but he's definitely talking beer. You know, if it's impractical to do that, you know, just crack a cold one, and you know, even if you don't drink, just get something cold to sit down with him and pour him something and sit there and just talk with him. I think he'd like that. just get a couple of beers. Let's sit down and talk. Yeah, I think he'll make his presence known to you. That's for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. He's like this real lightweight guy. He's just, yeah, okay, yeah, let's get some beer and talk. I never had a spirit do that. Oh, let's just have some beers, you know. Yeah. But, I mean, does that make sense to you at all with him? Would he be that kind of person?
Yeah, that could make sense because I was underage when he passed on, so.
Well, I think he wants to talk with you, and I think that if you open yourself up to dreams, if you're a big believer in dreams like I am, you will get you may get a visit from him. Now, did he visit you after he passed? Did you get a dream that he visited you? Or did you have some sort of impression that he was nearby not long after he left?
I've always had impressions that he was nearby, and all the guys I've ever been with, like the three guys I've been with, they all told me they've seen him standing over them.
Was he looking especially fierce?
I know my husband now says that it kind of freaked him out because the way he was standing there staring at him.
Yeah, I think that was a older male caring for a younger female look of, you don't mess with my girl or you will answer to me thing. That's the impression I get from him. He doesn't put up with BS, you know. He doesn't put up with guys hitting their women or anything. He's like real... He's got this thing going on about
very protective. Yeah, very protective.
And that's the thing I get with him. And so he's just making his message known to these guys, like, I'm watching you. Don't do that to my girl.
Yep.
So, okay.
He was always protective of me.
Oh, go ahead.
He was always protective of me.
Yeah, well, it ain't over.
We're coming through very quickly, honey.
Let's see. 21 to 23 is your second question. We're going to go ahead and play that. Here we go.
How many other spirits are here with me?
Okay, now that's getting into the fact that you're in this home that's got this stuff going on, or actually the property itself with the history. And so we had an immediate burst from 23.5 to 25 and trailed off, and it seems to be the answer to your question. So let's see what we got here. I'm going to take a break from it for a second. I'm trying to understand. It's definitely another male, and it's not your grandfather. This is a new one, and it sounds like Ask Tonight. But I want to, let me give it a couple more. Here we go. If I were to take a guess, he's saying "Ask you nice," and he's trying to. Sometimes spirits talk this way; they get things a little screwy with their the way they're phrasing things. Are you a little freaked out at this stuff that's going on?
Not really. No, I used to be.
Yeah.
It used to scare me a lot, but it doesn't anymore.
Okay, this guy seems to be. I run into this a lot when I go out and on field investigations, and we run into some real territorial males. Generally, it's a male that's very territorial, and he built the place, and this is my place, you know, and it's like, dude, you're dead. There's new people here. We got to talk about this. And that's kind of the feeling I get with this guy. And I think he's aware he's dead. He's just not willing to let go of the place. He still sees things as his job to kind of make it, make sure everything's going according to Hoyle. And unfortunately, it's like not all of it is to his liking, and he's just going to have to get used to that because, you know, that's for the living. And I'm going to just run a little noise compression. There was a section here where it got quiet again, but I've got some speaking there. He goes silent a little bit. Okay, this gets talkative now. Now that I've got it boosted, 25 to 27. Here we go. Okay, fairly clear. Please, Anna, help me. And I don't know who Anna would be, but Anna could be somebody, this could be a residual thing. It could be intelligent, but it's coming through pretty loud and clear. Please, Anna, help me. So if you know of an Anna name from the past, because I don't know if it's not you, you're not Anna.
No.
Okay. Then do you know of an Anna on the property or of an Anna in the history of the property?
Not that I know of. I mean, we've heard somebody say, please help me and please let me out and stuff like that before.
Okay, then I would the way to take this down is this is your first step into understanding the haunting you're having, and you now have a name, you know, to begin with. You already know there's a male, and then there's this appears to be another male. So I'm saying that right now, let's just say two, and I think that there was something violent done to this person, and this help me thing seems to be trapped. You know, there's a trapped feeling. Or, you know, feeling of can't escape this, whatever this is about. So I would really look into the family history or the property history, to see, go back in time and see what you can learn, you know, through the historical association or anybody you know that could tell you more, and start researching this. And it's going to take you a while. You're going to be at this a while. The other thing would be to, where are you at? Where physically are you at? What city are you in?
Green, Missouri.
Green, Missouri?
Crane, C-R-A-N-E.
Oh, Crane, Missouri. I would tend to think there are probably going to be a pretty good paranormal research team in your area that could go out and take a look at this. I think you'll find a good team. Mainly the thing is, don't tell them any of the history when they come out. Just tell them that you're seeing a few things, but don't tell them like about this show or anything like that. Just get an independent report so that you get you can find out where things dovetail and maybe where there's new information or where things disagree, which will happen depending on what.
I've gotten somebody out here before because the house I lived in last time was way worse than what it is here.
Oh yeah, she was in a house the last time. I've got pictures, Cookie. Remember those pictures that Honey that
yes.
I had taken? Well, Tracy gave me some of those pictures and I looked at those pictures and believe me. You know, the ones in the window, remember? Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, it sounds to me...
I've been scratched at that house. My sister-in-law and I have been pushed and had things thrown at us.
Yep. Scratched. I mean, this woman's been hurt.
At the same place or the place before?
The place before. Yeah.
So when you moved, do you have any sense that this thing followed you, or was it pretty much just you had a territorial spirit and when you left, you just happened to come into another haunted place?
A lot of them followed me.
Okay.
But I think these that followed her, I don't think, John, at least from my experience and no more than I've had with her with all of this, I think that it's actually been, they're not damaging, they're not mean, they're not harmful. Does it make sense?
It's a complicated situation. I think the other prior place, you had a very territorial spirit, very, very territorial. And that spirit is, probably still there. And there was conflict at the spiritual level between entities, if you will. And on the other hand, you appear to be having some of these folks follow you, including your relatives who were, I think, protecting you at the other place. And the fact that it's died down a bit in this new spot, that's good. Still would be a good idea to identify all the players, you know, and start getting a kind of...
I agree. She needs to have somebody come in there and investigate. I agree with that.
Yeah, and I think that you could actually do some of your own investigation if you just get a digital audio recorder and start asking questions on your own. You're the one that you have to live with that 24/7. You come to me and I do this thing and I'm like spot check. And I can give you some ideas and starting points, but when you have a long-term situation like a haunt, like what I'm at right now, I have a haunt here on the gold proper, gold mining ranch I'm on. I mean, we have a 7-acre parcel out here with azaleas and rhododendrons, and we got a big giant garden. We also happen to have a murdered woman on the property and two miners who appear to have done the murder. And then we have at the front part of the property, we have a whole cast of others who seem to just have lived on the property. And when they died, they came out here and just kept living here. So we get some pretty amazing stuff. And we've learned over time who's who. And we just, and now, we have one named Anna here on the property. And she's a real nice spirit. And she's just a real tender person to have around. And these other two jokers come around and they know the rules. We've laid down some groundwork. And you can do that. That's the thing, is you can do that with spirits. You can say, you're allowed to do these things, and here's the areas I can deal with you in, here's the areas I can't deal with you in, and set the rules and stick to it. And they will generally follow that. So, let's go ahead and keep going. Let's see.
John, before we go any further, honey, I think we ought to take a little bit of a break. I know it's not a good time, but we need to do a commercial break, and then we'll come back and we'll finish this up.
Sure.
Is that okay with you?
That works for me.
I want to tell you, when we come back, we've got to do this shout-out that, we've got a nice, big, crowded room here, and people that you and I both know, like, let's see, I think Giraffe and Dominical,
right.
And a few of those people are hanging around, okay? But let's go do a quick commercial break, because we usually do one every 30 minutes, and I knew that when we started this, we weren't going to be able to do that. But let's go ahead and take a quick look.
Sure, yeah. Everybody go walk the lilies and do what they got to do.
Yeah, take the dew off of a lily. That's exactly.
All right.
Here we go, guys. One and two and a three. All right, we're going to turn this down and we can actually talk. You know, Cookie, thank you for being here and doing this.
You're welcome.
And, honey, I think that it's important, like John said, for you to get a local investigation team to come in and do something here, okay?
If I could actually get one this time, I would, because last time I couldn't find anybody.
Well, you're in a different area now, though.
I'm in the same town.
Is it the same town?
It's the same town that's literally by car 5 minutes away from the other place.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't realize that. I thought it was a totally different town.
Have you ever had a paranormal experience?
Maybe that's because of Tracy, because I know Tracy came from Georgia.
Starfear Radio is your internet.
Well, hopefully you can find somebody.
Paranormal experts from
hopefully.
Yeah.
Join us.
And maybe Tracy can even help now that she's down there with the computer about, you know, Googling and trying to find somebody else, trying to find a way.
Yeah.
Let's hope that's what happens here.
I find that last one interesting, though. Please, Anna, help me.
Oh, I do, too, because you know what? I think that we've talked about that before, haven't we? Wasn't that something that we talked about before?
I think so, and Tracy, Victor, and I all went out to the barn, and we were doing an EVP session, and we heard Let Me Out.
Yeah, yeah. I think we've heard the name Anna before, now that I've known about it.
And right behind the Let Me Out, some really weird, scary voice went, "Hey." Yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, I think there was Anna for some reason. I don't know why that's sticking in my head.
And we're always hearing.
What was the woman's name that died in the trailer?
Glenda Gold is one of the women that died out here.
Oh.
Okay.
That's not Anna. I was just wondering if that was Anna.
There, for some reason, I'm just telling you that there's a connection with Anna somewhere. It just was like.
Absolutely.
Really strong, John.
Yeah. There's this Anna name that's in there. It's going to show up in the research you do. So, And I feel touch with family. So, they want to. I can music, but it's kind of watching out.
There's been a few times outside where you'll hear somebody yelling, "Hello."
The website.
Yeah, the clear blue.
Yeah, they'll be like, "Hello, hello."
Yeah.
Let me in, hello. I'm not letting no more in.
It sounds to me like they're just wanting to.
John, what you don't know is Tracy and they live on the same property. Check it out.
Oh, really?
They're on the same property.
Yeah, we're on the same property, so we're both hearing these things. We did the night we did the EVP in the barn. We were getting like an old time radio being flipped through. You could hear older music flipping through.
Yeah, you really need to get a digital recorder on this and start having start things and stuff.
Breaking up. I don't know why you're breaking up.
Who's been stolen by the fairy folk?
The backup went together.
Okay.
Conflicted royal foxes and
self-suit picks up.
Stand play. Their quest brings them headlong
to it's kind of messing up for me, but don't worry about it. I mean, because I'm the guy that...
Well,
it's
that other time, so I know it's something that you're doing, and I know you know what you're doing, so don't worry about it, okay? Well, seriously. No, because John, just take my word for it. It's all good. It's all okay. To be fine. I don't get...
One of the first ones when I said tell that one sounds like says tell Jason I love him. Odds are that won't happen. He changed his phone number so nobody can contact him.
Honey, but when there comes a time, it may not be right away, but there could be a time down the road that you're going to have contact with Jason, and when you do, you're to tell him that, okay?
Yeah, but if he believes me or not, I'll let him know.
It don't matter if he believes you or not. You've got to doubt him. Okay?
That's
what I want you to keep in mind, honey. And it doesn't have to be tomorrow. It doesn't have to be today. Maybe even next month. But there's going to be a time. And when it does, you're going to remember and you're going to be able to do that, okay?
Yeah.
And it's very important that you're deliberate with that.
All right, I'm going back to me.
All right, honey. We're going to do one more and then a shorty, and then we'll be right back. So if anybody needs to go and get ice, go check the view off the lily, whatever, but now it's just
we just need water while I'm getting here.
Yeah, I'm getting my Pepsi. I'm a Pepsi.
Right.
I like my Pepsi, too.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go grab some ice. I'll be right back. All right. I can't call my mom that today, and I'm upset. For the next 2 days. Well, she's out of town with my sister. No. So you don't understand, because I call my mama every day, you know?
I do, too.
And
when I don't call her, I miss the day she calls me and asks me if I'm all right.
Yeah. You know, so I really, honestly, you know, I'm having withdrawals just knowing that I can't call her today. Oh, well.
Got my battery, got my 7.
All right, can I be back?
Yep, I'm all set.
Okay. All right, we're going to go live after this one.
I like your setup. You got a good setup there. You're on Blog Talk.
Now, I'm dropping the commercials as we do this. I'm dropping all of this and starting it and, you know, whatever I'm doing. But we have a blast. I love
it. Well,
it's got great sound.
Yeah, I like you can do the isolation because, you know, the way my mixer set, I can't quite do that. You know, I go offline, but I can't keep talking to somebody else. You know, it's kind of
yeah.
The setup you have. So I like Z-Talk. So.
Let's do one more real quick. Let's just do that since we hit the wrong button. Actually, because you were talking, I didn't want to go high. Next,
going
to talk
industry insider.
Let me take a second.
All right. One and three.
Yeah, I love this setup too. People don't understand when I've got both chat rooms going on. I'm actually going back and forth to both chat rooms, looking to see what's being put in, whether those questions, whatever. Luckily, Trish is usually with me now. Here lately, she's had some times where she's been with me. And, you know, I try to catch both, but I'm doing that. I'm listening to the sound. I'm multitasking completely the whole time I'm doing this show. But I love it. We were doing another show, and just about 2 hours after we get done with this one, we got to do Dear Emmy tonight, which is about relationships. And we do it, too. So when I get to come to your show on Saturday night when you have it late, I love it. It gives me time to wind down. I go, okay. I'm winding. Okay, here we gotta go. You're hot. All right, everybody, welcome back. And here we are. Wow, we're on our last 45 minutes almost. And Cookie, we want to get yours done, honey. I am so glad that you called in to do this. I love it when John does the EVP. I learn every time because I'm listening, I'm hearing what he's hearing, or, you know, I'm learning the whole time about it.
Yeah, it's It's definitely, for me, it's surprising. I've done thousands of these now and, mostly field recordings and then getting into this stuff this year. And I still am surprised by the variety we get.
Before we get started, though, yeah, John, I do want to do that shout out because we've got a few more people here.
Okay.
All right. So let's start it out. We got Jeffrey and Amy, and they're on right before us. And Star Clear Radio is on Saturdays before Our World comes on. I've got to tell you, they do a wonderful, wonderful show, guys. I want each and every one of you to go in there and listen to it. We've got Bob, who does his own paranormal investigations, and he has a beautiful wife named Candace, and I love them both. They've both been on the show, and they will continue to be there. Hi, Miss Sarah Cuggs. It's always good to see Sarah. Sarah lives in the Nashville area, and she was in that flooded area that was going on here about a couple of months ago. So we're glad to see her here. And, of course, there's Jinx, and she's hanging around with us because she's my co-host for Dear Jimmy and my right arm, lots of the time. We've got Kestrel. Stan was on my show yesterday, by the way, guys. And we did some animal readings and stuff, and it was a lot of fun. We had Domenico on, Ice Elf. She's from Alaska. She is an official elf from Alaska. I promise. I know her well. There's Cookie, and we have Cookie on the air with us for all of you that we've been doing the same EVP for, Karen's Dream, who's actually here in Phoenix and affiliated with the GRI, and she's going to be around. I can't wait to get to meet her. Then there's Jeff, and he's from Toronto. Hey, Jeff, nice to have you here. He done my Dear Emmy commercial, for those of you who heard that one earlier. Jeff done that, and I always give him credit because he's wonderful. Then there's Giraffe. We know Giraffe, our Giraffe. And then we got Kathy. Ooh, you know that lady?
I might know her.
Yeah, Kathy Echo. She's been on my show as a guest. She's been on Dear Emmy. She's just fantastic. You know, she's like your right arm. So yeah, both can work with that.
She's a dear, dear friend, and I just think the world of her. And
yeah.
If you even just get to listen to her, you love her. So.
Oh yeah, can't not. You know her. It's just the way it is. And then we got two people that we just made members, and I have no clue, Bumble Goo and somebody else, because you know they have to change their names when they come into the room, and you just click on your name, and when you click on it, it'll tell you how to change your name. It shows you how to do it also. There we go. Anyway, let's get on with Cookie. I'm excited.
Okay, let's see. We left off at 27 seconds to 29 and a half, and we'll just keep right on rolling here. This is the question about the what spirits were there. And I boosted this up a bit, so let's see what we got. We're going to repeat play. Here we go. Okay, this spirit is saying, Cookie, that it's actually there right near you. So you are actually, they often identify that. They want you to know they're in the physical presence with you. So, you know, that's just a thing to, I always think of spirits when they do that. I go, is that like to freak us out, or is that like a comfort thing to them? And I think it's a little of both. I think they get a charge out of being able to be invisible and yet be near us. So, you know, nothing to be freaked out about. I get it all the time here. And I'm watching my EVP meters, too. I've got, or EMF meters. I've got my tri-field and the other on. We were getting a little activity before, and I just watch that. Sometimes they pop in here and decide to do things. Let's go ahead and keep going, though. 29 and a half to 32, a major phrase in here, and we'll see what we got. Okay. This one is two different voices, and I think your grandfather is the louder one. I think he popped in. This one says, I haunt you, and then the other one says, hi, Missy.
So, I heard two different, no, yeah, woo!
Yeah, two different voices completely. And the this one here, I'll just highlight your grandfather, which is who I'm sure this is. And it's saying, hi, Missy. So, No doubt about that. Okay, so but we'll keep going here. Let's see, 29 to 32. Now it trails off here, and I'm just going to real quickly run an amplification because I know they're still talking in here, and I need to clean this up briefly. And I think we'll have it. And it is pretty left channel biased, and what I mean by that is I record in stereo, and when I get when I do this work. For whatever reason, the right channel always seems to come in much louder if I'm working with Big Circle. Whatever reason that is, I don't know why it does that, but if Big Circle isn't around, it's equal amplitude on both sides. This is most definitely boosted, and so I know I'm getting a little help from my friends there on the Big Circle. Okay, 32 to 33 and a half. Here we go. Yeah. Okay. This is actually very rare, though, I get a question posed back. Usually they got a lot to say. This one's asking you, Cookie, do I bug you? And so, I mean, that's an honest, I think that's an honest question, you know, from them. They're probably there doing their thing, and they're not realizing that they might be offending you. So he's saying, do I bug you?
Interesting.
Yeah, so I would just tell them out loud, you know, just how you feel about them being around. And, you know, again, like I was saying earlier, set the rules. And they'll generally follow that. So, you know, in our case, you know, we have family members who come in from the other side helping with my dad who's had a stroke, and he's very limited in what he can do. And when we have things going on medically with him, we generally get warnings, and they come in, and that's about the only time they're allowed in the main ranch house because we don't want him getting scared of them. So they'll appear to us and me and Mom, and then we know it's maybe something's up and need to look into it. And it's invariably correct. I mean, we have gotten to depend on it.
Yeah, your dad doesn't handle that well, honey.
Yeah, it's just, no, that's not his thing.
He doesn't handle it well.
But, you know, in your case, it would be just a case of setting the rules for communication, and then they'll generally abide by that. That's the point I'm making. 33 and a half to 35, here we go. Okay, yet another question. They're actually curious about your reaction. This is kind of a new one for me. I don't normally get this. What they're saying is, can you see us? They want to know. They're making attempts to communicate with you very much, like what you've been saying with the voices outside, you know, the fact that you know they're around and they've made attempts. I don't think that they're really sure about the feedback you're giving. So they're kind of needing your participation in that a little more actively is the thing I'm getting out of this.
Sure.
Yeah, it's and when they said us, that tells me you've got more than one for sure. You know, and I'm getting a pretty good number of them, probably on the order of four or five, you know, that you know, some that came with you and some were already on the property and from the time before. So it's another mixed up situation. So they're aware of each other too. That's the other thing I'm picking up right off the bat. So, but let's keep going. 35 to 37 and a half. Here we go. I think this is your grandfather again. Tell them your mom is pretty. Did he?
What did it say?
Pardon me?
What was it that you heard?
He was pretty close to your grandmother, right? He was real, like, there was like a real love relationship there.
Yes.
Yeah, he's wanting you to tell, you know, he's wanting to tell the world he thinks your mom is pretty.
Mom?
Yeah, the grandmother is pretty, you know, his wife.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's his feeling. I mean, so I don't know.
I was feeling that too. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's tell them your mom is pretty. I mean, it's just that simple. Let me see what we got here. We got the third question, and then it rolls. I'm not going to be able to do the whole thing, but let me see what we can pull out with the time remaining here. 41 to 44 seconds. Here we go.
And how long is my stress going to last for? And how long is my...
Okay, so this is short and sweet. He is... this came through really loud and clear, and they're pulling no punches here, and it runs from 44 to 49 seconds, and after that, it goes dead silent. There's nothing else afterwards. So we're pretty much at the end here. So let me go ahead and run this and see what we got. Okay, that needs cleanup immediately. I already know that. So I'm going to grab a sample of the noise and take that out. But it was definitely loud. Okay, that seems to be, and I'll just boost it slightly by about a couple of 2, 3 dB. That'll work. Okay, here we go. This sounds like a female, and she's saying, "I'm here with you." And it's a whole new, it's another high-pitched, but it's not like your grandfather's voice at all. It's a whole energy. And it's saying, "I'm here with you." And it's almost like it's a woman that you knew who's passed who's with you, and who may be acting as kind of a helper with your guides. So that's the impression I get. Let's keep going. 45 and a half to 47 and a half. Here we go. I'm with you today. So making absolutely certain you know at all times this person is with you, that the stress thing is, you're not bearing this alone. 47 and a half to 49, and this is the final part. Here we go. Okay, I'm not going to ask what this means, but it's extremely clear. It says he's leaving. Okay, so it says I'm here with you. I'm with you today. He's leaving. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, I know exactly what it means.
Okay, so I will try just for ducks. I'm just going to see if any of this at the end has anything remaining, because it just seemed to just go flat right after that. I mean, that's another one I've never seen before, where it just, that long a run just goes completely blank. And it just looks, there's a little something there. I'm just going to test it to see. I've got to run a couple of things to see if I can bring anything out of it. And see if there's anything there. But the thing I got there was that was a very powerful female who's coming through, who's with you. And there's definitely, it's not somebody who I would want to upset in real life. If that was somebody, she just strikes me as a particularly potent force. And yet she's really kind of loving and wants to be around you. A lot, and was trying to make it a bit easier. This does seem to...
I don't know who it would be, because the only person that has passed that I know of that I was old enough to realize was my grandfather.
Yeah, but this is somebody that, if it is not somebody you knew, that you're aware of having known, they know of you, and that's for sure. It could be a guide. It could be anything. But I'm just going to trust my gut that there's a female that's passed that you knew at an earlier point in your life, even if it was not a relative, and that is part of your existence, that is aware of these things. Now, I do have some modulation here, so I'm going to just keep going. 49 to 52, and we'll just speed through this. Let's see what we got. Okay, that is definitely a talker there. And I think this is another male.
Okay.
pastor. See the pastor. He's talking about seeing the pastor. Okay, and then that's me hitting the microphone. Sorry about that. Let's see. 50 to 52 and a half. Here we go. Okay, go, it's saying, like, go to the city, I'll help you. Go to the city, I'll help you. Which I don't know how appropriate that is. I'm not sure what the heck they're saying this about, but we'll just keep going. 52 and a half to 56. Okay, that is a really complicated one, so I'm going to break it out. 52 and a half to 54. Time to be free. Time to be free. 54 to 56. The house near there. It sounds that's as close as I'm going to get with that, but it's talking about a house. 56 or 58. Here we go. Talking about the either the niece or somebody maybe named a name like Denise, and it's real hard to understand this, but the last part is real clear. Comes with you, so someone is coming with you, is the impression I get. 58 for 1 minute. Voice, and it seems to be people supporting you. Let go, it's there. Let go, it's there. Now, I'm not sure what it is, but it's there. 1 minute to, I'm going to break it up to 102. Let's see what we got. I really get the strong sense this might be your grandfather. I'm going to kick some you know what. that's to put it mildly. Some, yeah. 102 to 104. Here we go. I never know what's happening on this program. Here we go. Thank you. okay, this could be a name or an act of something, but it says, I'm going to help with either Susan or I'm going to help with move-in, and I can't tell which it is. It's something along those lines. So, you know, there, and it's not the easiest voice set of voices I've ever done, but let's see what we get here. This is going to be 104 and a half to 106. We're almost at the end. Okay, this is a new voice talking to Isley, or something like Isley. It's definitely an I and then an L-E-Y kind of name. 106 to 108, here we go. Okay, this seems to be talking about your Aisley character. You've had a brush with him. So that's the very end of it. Now, while I'm going here, I'm just going to export before I forget it. And this is Cookie. And then I'm going to read back the full reading, which is the standard what we do. And let's see what we got. Okay, first question about Grandpa. Grandpa hears you. Grampy hears you. Pison or Jason, Jason quote, I tell him I love him. Tell your mom I know you miss me. You know, I love it. And I think what he was saying is I love it here. And then he gets really expressive and he says, that's my missy. And I like that. And then he says, come talk with me. And he's talking about having two beers at Sean's tonight or something that sounds like Sean's tonight. The second question about the spirits. In your house, given your situation, the first response was ask you nice, which I've got a feeling that they just want you to be nice to them. That's maybe that's what they're talking about, ask you to be nice. Then this unknown male comes in and says, please, Anna, help me. Then another spirit comes in and says, I'm right here, right near you. I haunt you. And then your grandfather says, hi, Missy, real loud. And so I think he's kind of overshadowing these other guys, letting them know he's around watching over you. And then these two questions come in, do I bug you? And then can you see us? You know, so some first times for us is having questions posed back from the other side. And it seems to be really relating to your response to them. Tell them your mom is pretty, and I think that's your grandfather is talking about this. Says here, I can't even read my own writing. I'm here with you, and I'm here with you today. And this is the third question. This has to do with the stress levels. I'm here with you. I'm here with you today. He's leaving. Then where I thought I didn't have any more answers, I was able to boost some more out of the noise, and there was an awful lot there. See the pastor. See the pastor, or something like that. A name that sound like pastor. Go to the city, I'll help you, or something along those lines. It could also could be go Cindy. But I'm leaning to the city. Time to be free. See the house near there. And then it says something about either Denise or something like that comes with you. Then let's go. Then this, what sounds like a female says, let's go. It's there. And then a male pops in, and it could be grandpa saying, I'm going to kick some ass. and that just made me laugh. I'm going to help with the move in, or I'm going to help with Susan, and I'm leaning into the move in. Talking to Isley or somebody like Isley, you've had a brush with him. And I don't know who this Isley character is. So that's the full reading. It's interesting stuff, you know, and it saved off. Yeah, go ahead.
The one about the Denise is I have a friend named Denise.
Uh-huh.
She lives far away, but I do have a friend that's named Denise. And then you got the last one that says talking to, what you said, something like Isley. Could that be Izzy?
It could be. You know, that's the trouble with names. And this is a little more than I usually get with names. Usually it's tough, and I won't get as many. This is a pretty descriptive one, you know. But I could go with Izzy. I could go with that. It's an art form trying to interpret EVP, especially when you're doing on air. It's you know, because you've got the pressure of what you're doing on air and all that, and you're trying. And usually, I would give this a set like this a much longer time. So I'm really speeding through.
I have a baby niece named Isabella.
Okay. Well, I think this Izzy thing is probably as close as you're going to get. And what I would say is I'll definitely send you the MP3 of this, and you know, go through and do all the research you know you can with this. And you know, and I'm recording this on Blog Talk right now, so there's a downloadable copy right after this is over with, so you'll be able to pull it in. And after Z Talk, I'll have the same thing. But you know, you've got some work to do here, and I really think your relationship with these spirits and the house is going to be, you know, something that is going to actually be fruitful. If you, because they're posing questions to you now, and it seems to be a two-way exchange going on. So I would definitely pay attention to this, especially the fact that they're saying hello to you outside, and they're knocking on the door, basically trying to get your attention. They've got something to interact with you about. So they're there, and they seem protective for the most part.
Yeah, that one with my grandfather, I'm going to kick from. I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yep. So, well, I hope this was good for you. I hope you enjoyed it. It's definitely been an interesting reading for me. I'm just pumped. I want to get back to doing this here as soon as I can on some others. So.
This is what happens when John gets started doing this, and he gets started and he doesn't never want to stop.
Yeah, I'm a little under the weather today. I had my dad in surgery, and I went to this hospital, and unfortunately in hospitals it's full of, you know, sick people, and I think I caught somebody's bug, but I'm actually feeling a lot better. It just seems to really, you know, juice me up and get me going, so yeah. But all in all, a great reading, and I just, you know, I think you've got some good things out of this. You know, your grampy is with you all the time. That's the thing I'm getting. You know,
he certainly is there. Certainly there.
Yeah, I had a feeling he was.
Cookie, I want to tell you thank you, honey. And you know what? We just made the show your show. And I'm so happy we could do that for you.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Well, but, and I know John enjoys doing them, or we wouldn't even have been doing it to begin with, so.
Yep, I do. I do. And it's just, it's a pleasure to help people with this. It really does something. When you know that you have family on the other side that are still there and still care, and it's not just something you see on TV. This is real life, and you know, and I'm real big about talking about the fact that you know, I'm doing something that probably not a lot of other people are doing, but I'm real big on the fact that I think it would be great to teach others to do this, and then you know, hand this format out and say, go to it, because there's a lot of folks out there that who you know really would benefit. So you know. We're just going to keep doing this and keep helping where we can. And it's just turned into a big part of my life. So,
yep it sure has.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're on our last 15 minutes or so, at least about maybe 17 minutes. I take that back. I want to tell you how much I've appreciated you being here, John, and doing this, because I know that you've been under the weather. And if you had told me that you couldn't have done it, I would have understood.
Actually, it was no problem. You know, I'm cooped up in the house anyway, and you know, Studio B is right. You know, right here. You know, I've got two different studios, and you know, this one right there, it's no big deal for me. And not only that, I just really enjoyed it, and I've wanted to be on with you. And I think it's going to be something we're going to be doing more often in the future. So.
Well, yeah, we're going to get you rescheduled. That's for certain. And you know, I mean, I want to do that. I hope that you do too, because I've really had fun with it. This is just, you know, this is what I like to do, too. You know that. I mean, I do five shows a week. I had pneumonia, seriously, and I never missed a show. See, I'm stubborn. Yep. Either that or I'm a little bit, you know, off. Well, a whole lot off. But you know what I'm saying. I just, if I can do it, then I'm putting myself there and I will be here and I will do that, you know.
Well,
and it's part of who I am.
The thing with this kind of work is it's especially taxing on the body. And, you know, there's a, I have a real belief system and I've learned over time that when you are exposed to paranormal activity and paranormal forces out there, especially in the beginning, it's really hard on you, and you have to build a tolerance up for it. You're increasing your vibrational rate. You're doing these different things that put you in contact with you know otherworldly presences that are also equally affected. It's tough on them too. They have to lower their rate to come to talk to us, and both sides are taxed by the effort. It is a superhuman thing to be doing, and it literally is like a going out and running a marathon, you know, that you do this. So, you know, my warning to folks that do readings all the time and just keep going, go, you're going to get burned out, and it happened to me, and I had to learn to back off. And And it's just something you'll build.
I see so many that come on, John, and they just do, like, hours and hours and hours of nothing but readings, and I think, you can't do that to yourself. You think you can, and you are doing that, and you're pumped.
The quality of the readings for a good reader who is not taking care of themselves go down over time. You have to take that break, and that's why we break it up. And I'm noticing, though, what's really neat about this is, you know, I took a long, long time with this one. Usually I can get two exams on a regular show. But this one really demanded it, and it was a reason this needed this. I mean, it was like, especially that third question was really tricked up, you know, and I could tell that. And she needed to hear what was in there. So that's the way it works. And, I'll definitely be pitching in probably Monday, Tuesday. I might slip another show in because I'll have enough energy to do that.
Okay. So you're not going to be on later on then?
Well, I'm going to be on tomorrow. I've got Marie Jones tomorrow on my show. She's author of a whole bunch of really, really interesting books. And she's just
But you were to get a hold of you, honey, so that they can reach you and find you and...
Oh, yeah, all that stuff. You can get a hold of me on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/ghostwriter. And you can also reach me through my website at www.ghost-writer-investigations.com. And also my Facebook page. You can find me on Facebook. And just look for John F. Almada, Almada. And first name is J-O-N. There's nobody else like me out there. So you'll find her. Join up with our groups out there. I've got several groups running, and we just have a great time. So.
Yep. I agree with you. And what was I going to say? Oh, I know what I was going to say. Somebody was asking in the room, and I know I answered it. Bob and I answered it in chat, but she may not have caught it. Ice Elf, which is a dear friend of mine from Alaska.
Yeah.
Wanted to know, how do you get that? She wants to know how you do. What are you doing? And I was explaining to Bob and I was that we use white noise, and you know, and the spirits cut. You know, they can actually contact us through that vibration, that energy.
Yeah, it's funny. That's exactly how it works. You actually are providing a feeder source of raw noise, and it's the it seems that they can ride in on that and then affect that noise and modulate it. And with our electronics, as they are, we're able to take I'm using a gateway computer here, just sitting here, you know, with a standard mixer board in, a USB connector, and some some wires and with some minor modifications to the radio. And I'm cooking away doing this work. It's not hard to do as far as the technical side. You know, there's a little bit to doing it, but the real work begins when you have to develop an EVP ear, is what I call it. And many other EVP researchers know what I'm talking about. It's that ability to pick those voices out, and you just something you have to learn the hard way. You go and listen for hours.
You do it very well, I tell you that.
Well, thank you. I mean, I put in the time, and it's just something now. I can even listen to them on the paranormal shows, especially like not Most Haunted. I'm trying to think of the one that's got Zach and all those guys, Ghost Adventures. They I love ghost adventures to death. I'm not the kind of person who's going to walk in and provoke spirits like they do. But one of the things, the only little criticism I have is they'll play EVPs and I'll listen. I'll go, that's not what that said. That said this. And they almost get it, and then it's like it's just not quite that. So I challenge them to listen a little closer to some of the stuff they're getting because it's a little more relevant sometimes than they think.
And, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just I'll listen to it. I go, what where'd they get that from? Spirits, it's this other thing, and you're just kind of going, wait. Yeah. So but they got a great show, and those guys they're crazy. I just look at them and go, wow, I don't know if I do that at all, but. Anyway, it's to do this work, anybody can do it. You can start off small. You don't have to have the elaborate setups like I've got, and you can still get good results. Just get yourself a FM radio and hook it up to your computer, find a way to hook into your sound card, and get Audacity and go to work and just develop the protocols for doing this work. I set up libraries. I have a whole set of techniques I do. And I'm willing to teach it. If you want to contact me, if you're wanting to know the specifics, I'll work with you and show you how to do it. So, no question about that. It's meant to be shared.
Yep, I totally agree with that. Totally, totally agree with that. I think it's something that really, and I think it's more important now than ever. People are searching and seeking and asking questions because, as we've talked about many times on the air on all of our shows about how the veil has very much thinned between us.
Yeah.
The paranormal and where we're at and what we're supposed to be getting. And those of us who are, we're being given a lot of stuff.
Yep, absolutely. It's, the thing I keep getting with all of us, and it just seems to relate back to one topic, it's back to love. It's always about love when it comes down to it. It's the love between family members, people, husband, wife. It's just this incredible need to communicate, to make sure that things are okay, and that and then the other thing is that they are very, very aware of what's going on in our lives, and they want that to be clear. And it was so neat to get those two questions back. I usually don't get that. That's kind of neat to see them questioning back and saying, "Hey, how are you taking this?" Yeah, I just got a kick out of that. But it is so much, love is such a part of it, and it will always be that way.
So too, John, and I think it's important, like you said, things are coming at us very strong, very powerful, in ways that we're not even able to express as of yet.
Yeah, a lot of people think that there's a lot of bad that's going to happen in the world. And I'm very aware of, some of the negative things that could go on. I hold out though that, good things are still out for us there, heaven forbid if something bad does happen, what I've always noticed with people is they pull together when things go, to hell in a handbasket. They all tend to, look at each other and go, okay, what do we do now? And then they start, somebody starts leading and then somebody starts following. And then the next thing, things are happening. And, that's where I think where people need to just remember that, the universe isn't going to end overnight. Bad things do happen, but the other side is trying to make the point across to us that,
but even when it's bad, John, there's a lesson that's learned and we can come across as really it being a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's just maybe I'm just the optimist exclusive. I don't know. Only thing I can tell you is I don't care how bad that people think it's going to get. We're going to make this a positive, and it's going to be good. We've got another question here that I want to ask you. I self-ask, does your emotional state have anything to do with what you get? So if you get any contact, whatever you're getting when you do these things.
It very much does, and you have to be very careful with that because you can be in a very, I will not read if I've been exposed to a major upset, especially if my dad's, something with my dad or something's happened, I'll kind of back off. And I will cancel a show if I'm not going to be at my best, I'm not going to help anybody. So I really weigh it where I'm at, and it's like today, I really weighed it. It's like physically, I could be better, but. Mentally, I'm ready to go. Let's go in there, slay them down and, get some messages to people. And
yep.
That's where it's at. The thing I do and I have been getting more into is a little more meditation work. And that's because, you know, to do this work is a half mediumship, half science, and you're mixing the two together. And I'm really becoming keenly aware of the fact that to develop the mediumship skills.
I'm glad you said that.
it's a big deal, and I'm.
I am so glad you have said that it's science and metaphysical, and it's both. It's so true.
Yep, it is.
And I just got cold chills going all up and down my body when you said it, because it really is. And to do what we do and do it well, it's got to be a mixture of both.
Yeah, I've been looking I've been reading furiously all these different people who've done well with this work, you know, who've been in the media spotlight, and also people who just are exceptional readers, who are not so public, if you will, but they've written books, and that's the key. And then getting out and meeting other mediums, and that's when I've just been contacting a friend of mine in Chico, who I'm going to be going to see, and she's real good at this stuff, and she's just. She's had a little more formal structure in some of the work she's done, and so we're going to be talking at some length. She's real interested in what I'm doing, and we're going to do a little trade-off. But that's the kind of thing to be doing, is always trying to grow, always trying to push it, find out where you could do better.
Yep, I totally agree with it. And sometimes it's just a matter of the more you do, the better you get. But I also said... we've got about 3 minutes here, honey. Okay. Could you enhance your abilities with hypnosis? See, she does. This is a dear friend of mine, like I said, from Alaska, and she does hypnosis like I do. We do hypnotherapy. And I don't think there's anything that we can't do with hypnosis, but that's beside the point. I guess some people think it's like, but, you know, it's our minds. We're working with our minds.
My grandfather was, he did neuropsychiatry and was real big on hypnosis, and he really used it a lot in his practice.
Well, I just think it's something, I don't think there's anything we can't do with it.
No,
so,
it's a tool that you can use to enhance
it's a tool.
Parts of how you react to things. That's mainly its main purpose.